Hey everybody, it is your friend Josh, and I am here to tell you I'm so excited for you to see this new comedy clip. But first, let me tell you about my friends from Raycon. Raycon is disrupting the electronics industry, everybody. If you are looking for the best earbuds in the game, there's no doubt that it's at Raycon. Now, I can tell you about a ton of things. I can tell you about the 6 hour playtime. I could tell you that my boy Mike Tyson uses them. I could tell you that Snoop Dogg uses them. The colors, the different sizes. Come on, everybody. There's a 45-day return policy. Guys, it is all so good. They're revolutionizing the game. Half the cost, but better value, better quality. But that is not even my favorite part about the Ray J Earbud Raycon experience. Guys, if you're looking to separate yourself from your screen, Raycon, and this is what I use them for, the best working out earbuds because they fit your hole. You know how sometimes they slip out of your hole? You want things that fit your hole. The Raycon earbud fits in your hole. You click the link in the description right where I'm fingering you, right in that box. Go to buyraycon.com/Josh Wolf. It's all forward slashes now. You get 15% off. That is buyraycon.com/Josh Wolf. If you want to get all the good stuff on there, this is the best earbud you are ever going to put in your tiny little heart. At a point in time in my life, guys, I was a single dad raising 3 kids. And for those of you who have kids, you know that daycare is super expensive. And I was living in LA. I was living in one room with the 3 kids. I was making $1,200 a month, which is, I don't know what that gets you in Orlando, but in LA, that gets you dick, right? As a matter of fact, I don't even think you can buy a dick in LA for $1,200. But I knew, I was like, I can't afford to put them in daycare. I need to make money while they're at school. That's 4 hours a day at the time. And I was like, okay, what am I gonna do? And I was looking through, and I found a job that said $45 an hour, make your own hours. And I'm like, that's the job I need. That's it. So they say, just come down for an interview. I put on a 3-piece suit. I go down there. I'm in the office. I'm talking to the guy. He asked me like 3 or 4 questions. And then he says to me, he goes, do you have any idea what this job is? And I said, I do not. And he said, it's for phone sex. He said, do you have a problem with that? And I said, I do not. Because look, man, I'm gonna tell you the truth. I'm not a good dirty talker. And so I was like, I'm gonna learn a skill. And I'm not learning that at DeVry. I'll tell you what the fuck, you know what I mean? I'm gonna learn a skill, $45 an hour. Guys, I'm not lying. At the time of the interview, I had $37 in my bank. Total, for everything. So I was like, this, I'm gonna make more money in an hour than I have. And I told the guy that. I'm like, I'm ready to start today. And he goes, really? I go, yeah, I'd like to start today. And if you could pay me in cash, and then you can take it off my check, but I need some money. And he was like, yeah, man, I'll get you started. And he said, I'll train you myself. And I go, okay. So he puts on one of those little, you know, one of the fucking NSYNC headsets, you know what I'm saying? Like, and he walks out and he goes, here's the deal. First of all, we're not going to use your real name. Let's go with Steve. I said, okay. And he goes, here's a couple things you need to know. First thing you need to know is the way the company makes money is you keep them on the phone because we charge by the minute. So when you think they're gonna come, don't let them come too fast. Divert. The longer you keep on the phone, the more money we make. I go, got it. And they said the way you make more money is if they call and ask for you. So make their orgasm memorable. And I was like, got it. And I'm just walking through the office like, my name is Steve. Keep them on the phone. Make their orgasm memorable. My name is Steve. Keep him on the phone. Make the orgasm memorable. And then as I'm turning the corner, I just hear this. Oh, yeah. That makes me so wet. And I was thinking, this job's gonna be fucking awesome! I'm gonna get paid for this, and I can't wait to see who's there. And I turn the corner, expecting to see just this beautiful woman. And it was like this 85-year-old Asian woman in an Adidas tracksuit. And I turn the corner and I make eye contact with her when she goes, touch my pussy. And I was like, no! uh-huh. So I walk into my office, and I'm like, oh, my God, right? And the guy goes, all right, here's the deal. I'm going to sit in here with you. I'm going to sit behind you because I need to know what your style is. He said, but the guy, I'll be able to talk to you, and you'll be able to hear me, but he won't be able to hear me, and it'll just be me talking to you. And I said, okay, you're going to sit behind me? And he goes, yeah. And I go, all right, and, you know, just don't let your boner hit me in the back, you know what I mean? And he was like, no problem. And the phones light up. And I go, which one? He goes, you can pick anyone. Lucky number four. And I'm like, hey, this is Steve. And I hear, hey, this is James. And I go, hold, please. And I said to the guy, I go, I think he's got the wrong number. And he said, what do you mean? I go, well, it's a dude. And the guy who was training me laughed. He goes, wait a second. Did you think women were going to call you? And I said, yeah, right? He goes, no, dude, this job is dicks for days. Like, you're not gonna hear one woman. I go, are you sure? He goes, let me ask you something. Out of all the women you've ever met in your life, how many do you know that need to call a phone sex line? I'm like, none. Yeah. And he said, out of all the men, how many do you know would call a phone sex line? I'm like, every single one. He was like, that's who's calling you. He said, is that going to be a problem? And I said, I don't know. I mean, I've never jerked off a guy not named Josh before. I don't know the answer to that question. Yeah, you know, and I need the money, man. I got $37. I'm like, And he said, let me try to help you. He said, I know you need the money, but you have to do the job. Let me see if I can help you. He said, are you an actor? And I said, yeah. And he said, great, act. Your character's name is Steve. And I was like, okay. He goes, does that help? And I said, yeah. And he said, great. And all you need to know about Steve, all you need to know about your character, is that Steve loves cock. And I was like, I said, yeah, that's the part I'm bumping up against, I think, yeah. And I just don't know if I can do it. He goes, what's the problem? I go, boy, they're gonna like orgasm in my ear, right? And he goes, yeah. I go, I don't think so. I don't know. And he goes, he goes, you like Prince? And I go, yeah. He goes, that dude's been coming in your ear for 20 years. Like, just, he said, just pretend like it's Prince. I'm like, well, that's kind of hot. All right, here we go. And he was like, look, do you want to keep doing it? I go, yeah, let me keep doing it. He goes, all right, get in there. I go, don't say that. And I get back on the phone. I go, hey, sorry about that, James. I had to run upstairs. And he goes, yeah, me too. I had to run up to the bedroom. I go, okay. And before I could say anything, he goes, because James was ready to get right into it. I just hear on the other line, he goes, hey, I just want you to know that my cock is rock hard right now. And I said, I said, what? And he goes, my cock is rock hard right now. I go, yeah, I guess I heard you the first time. And he goes, do you want to touch it? And the guy with the headset on goes, so I go, sure. And then I go, Gucci, 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 Gucci. I don't know how to play with a cock on the phone, everybody. Like, I don't fucking know what noise I'm supposed to make. That's not my wheelhouse, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But and the guy in my ear goes, all right, now you got it. You got, you're in his pants. Get out. Divert. Now, this was years ago in L.A., right? And the Lakers were big. And I go, hey, man. I go, before we go any further, I go, what do you think about Kobe Bryant? And the guy goes, James goes, I would totally fuck him. I go, that's not what I thought you were going to say at all. And I gotta tell you, for a minute there, no matter what I said to this dude, everything he brought back to his dick. And for a second, I think I kind of know what it feels like to be a woman. Because no matter what I said, he was like, what about my dick?
At one point, I was like, hey, man, what about a movie? He goes, can I bring my dick? I'm like, do you usually leave it at home, motherfucker? Like, what? Yeah, I was like, what the fuck, right? So, and before I can get back into it, right? The guy, James goes, hey. I go, yeah. And he goes, you know what would feel really good right now? I go, what's that? And he goes, if you kiss it. He goes, you want to kiss it? And the guy in the headset goes. So I go, sure. So I just go, mwah. And he goes, that feels so good. And I gotta tell you guys, if you had told me the day before that I was gonna fake blow a dude on the phone, and he was gonna compliment me and I was gonna feel good about it, I would have told you, you're fucked up. But I gotta tell you, it was such a stressful day and I needed the job so badly. When he said, that feels good, you know what I said? Thank you, I've been working hard today. This is a tough job, I'm glad you. And he goes, you want to kiss it again? I go, you know I do. Mwah, mwah, right? And then he goes, I'm ready to orgasm. Do you want to orgasm with me? And I go, sure. And this is how James orgasms, everybody. Ready? Oh, I heard it. You have to. James goes, it was like jerking off Michael Buffer, the ring announcer. Let's get ready to come back. So he starts to go, and the guy in my ear was like, you gotta do it with him. I'm like, and the guy in my ear was like, make it memorable. I'm like, oh my God. And James goes, so I just scream, get some. Oh my God. I got fired. Yeah, apparently the guy was like, yeah, you don't scream, get some. I'm like, all right, well, and he paid me $45, which I spent on tequila and weed.